The meditation I want to introduce to you is one of the final exercises for your discipline one, learning, is the embodiment of who you are and who you can be. The 2 points. And the investigation and the study of your relationship between the 2 points. Who you are is the fact. Who you can be is your potential, your possibility. You are learning the relationship between who you are and who you can be. This is an embodying process. If you can just sit in that awareness, I sat in it for more than 10 years, just that question. First, trying to find who I am. There are times I forget. At that moment. To be true to what I am at that moment. To be true. If I'm sad, I'm sad. If I'm happy, I'm happy. Whatever I am. And then to not lose sight to what I can be. Just that embodiment, just that two polar opposite, creates a flow of energy upward. There is a study in the east of the 7 chakras. The base is Muladhara, the highest is Sahasrara. Sahasrara is what you can be. The base is Muladhara, what you are. Just that awareness, the erect state happens. This is the living of your own personal vision. If you can just be mindful of that, Raymond, all the time, just be mindful. You walk in that mindfulness. You are participating in one of the most sacred meditation there is. Never to falter, never to get distracted, never to run away, to stay. This applies to cooperation, to your worldly endeavor, where you are, where you can be, that pole. With this, you eradicate the false enjoyment of being unconscious. Unconscious is forgetting this. When you can just hold this, you are in order. In discipline one, you've been studying the relationship. All the beliefs, the mind, the habits that has prevented you from moving. As you work on the beliefs, on the mind, on the methodology, you release what is blocking and you start moving upward effortlessly. Can you see? The study zooms in to that. That which is holding you back. The wrong mind, as how the Zen call it. The false mind. The belief. The enculturing. You see, the enculturing is to cocoon you. Cocooning prevents birth. That's the nature of cocoon. To give birth, you must break through the cocoon. That mindfulness, where you are going, where you are flowing, where you are moving towards. You keep looking. As you keep removing, as you enter this discipline, everything unfolds naturally. Your greatness is revealed to you, and whenever you see it, you cannot believe it. As how the caterpillar cannot believe it can be a butterfly. It cannot believe it. It is so strange. Something so hideous becomes so beautiful. This must be your embodiment. This is sanity. When it's fully achieved, the Hindu call it samadhi. Your own personal enlightenment. ask yourself, what is that you really want? There was a study done, very beautiful study done. It seemed they interviewed, there's a book written, I can't recollect the book. A man interviewed many, many dying people, terminally ill, he interviewed. They had few questions, he kept asking them. He said almost all of them had few questions, three basic questions. One, did I love? Two, was I loved? Three, would I be remembered? Three basic questions, which all deals with love. Which means to say deeply, you want to give birth to your love. Love not as a romantic notion, love as an uncontrollable flow. To share, to enrich. My insight into why you are on earth is to enrich it. And we miss that point. If you are not enriching, you are simply burdening the planet. You have not figured your role in here. So make that the biggest meditation you have. Where am I flowing towards? At all time, hold that tension. It is like the guitar string. You have to lock one side and tension the other side. Through that right tension, melody is born. The same inner tension. And then surrender to the unfoldment of it. All else is just the study to remove blocks. You don't have to teach the river to find the ocean. Just remove the block. It will find the ocean. It is its way. It is nature. Now, at the end, if you can just remember and embody this, there are tools like the mastery meditation you can do. It is to remind you again and again and again. A new force is born. A new energy is born. A new life is born. The simplicity and the miracle of discipline one is just this. In that tension, your creation ability is born. And why is the creation ability is born? You need the energy to give birth to the higher level. It is like the caterpillar has to be given the creative energy. In the cocoon, the creative energy works for it to become a butterfly. Whenever the tension is held right, you release from your system creation energy. When there is no tension, there is no creation energy. That creation energy will create what you need to move to the next height. That is why every human desire can be brought down to one point. He is trying to move to the next height. Just sometime twisted. There is no desire in you except the desire to move to the next height. And when the highest has been met, no more desire. Desire vanishes because there is no need to flow. If you see a young tree growing, you can see desire at move, creation at work. At the peak of its creation, it gives fruits and flowers and rejoices so many. And once it has reached peak, it just dies and goes back to the source to be the food for the next generation. This applies to human being completely. I hope, it's a bad word, but I leave it at a hope. That as you came here to search for personal success, I hope you have stumbled upon the success of the whole too. That you leave here embodying the whole too. that your life is a sharing. Your joy is a sharing. How long will it take for you to embody? It depends how long you take to drop your enculturing. How long you take to undo many things. So live the four simple principles. Be conscious. Recognize. Recognition and being conscious. To awareness. And understand when you recognize and you are aware, transformation happens naturally. With transformation, transcendence happens automatically. Just remember the principle. All I have to do is bring recognition to all that which blocks me. The moment I recognize it deeply, awareness is born. With awareness, everything else happens naturally. There is no need to panic, no need to rush, no need to do anything else. Just recognize and be aware. Transformation and transcendence happens naturally. Remember, this is a work. It is not a false promise. The work is the magic. Surrender into the work, which is to look at you, to do this. Please don't carry the old mind. I want to fix it once and for all. It will fix you for certain. Just make it part of you. It is like exercise. You can't just exercise once for the rest of your life. It is something you have to do. I know for a lot of you, you are looking for the magical pill. There is no such thing. It is a lie. It is you can't just breathe once for the rest of your life. You have to continue breathing. But once you assimilate it into your life, into how you live, how you think, how you act, how you love, then you watch it is the most joyous way to live. My masterhood, my attainment to my own mastery over me is nothing but a gift so you can see you can attain to it too. From where I look and see, you are all masters, just a bit stubborn, who refuse to accept it. You're still enjoying your slavery too much. This is the commitment I want you to live. To hold the tension where you are, where you can be. Hold it deep. Carry it. In your waking hours, in your sleeping hours, in your dreams, and even beyond. Just hold that truth of your own embodiment. And discover the magic of you. I'm not teaching you any other magic. I'm revealing your magic to you. And once you start living your magic, there is no other way to live. Right now, humanity is living their poverty. They have not started living their riches. This will unfold that. Okay? Let's finish for today.